from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Jesse Booman is a native of the Pensacola, Florida area. His regular schedule includes performances at area showcases, and he pursues a successful solo career while participating in concerts with other local and regional songwriters. We recorded Jesse Booman in WUWF's Studio A.
Driving down this open highway with the wind in our hair. Our whole lives are laid out before us. We can go anywhere. There's no reason to rush and mean what's down the road. Yeah, we know what's gonna happen. So we're just happy. Being the living free while we're young. As the sun sets on the ocean, there's colors in the sky. Round and round this world above us, a silver lining. There's no reason to rush and mean what's down the road. Yeah, we know what's gonna happen. So we're just having fun, being dumb, living free while we're young. What's down the road? Yeah, we know what's gonna happen. So we're just having fun, being dumb, living free while we're young. Please don't turn away from me. I don't want a lot. No need to feel some peace. Patience indoors, our hearts are far too hasty. And I feel it all, from grace to gratitude, as I fall into you. That were shed, and laughter that all could hear, things left unsaid, were shouted with no fear, never too soon. Choose to show itself. And I feel it all, from grace to gratitude, as I fall into you.
Jesse Boomen from our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So where have you been? I mean, you know, I've never heard of you before. And you contact me and, you know, I see your YouTube videos and like, this guy's good, you know? And,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Have you been playing out in the community a lot? Or
yeah, I started playing music professionally in about 2016. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I play pretty much wherever I can. I mean, I've done gigs from Mississippi to Grayton Beach.
Really good.
So, yeah, and I think maybe later this year I might be doing something up in Albany, Georgia. But in the community itself, I play downtown every gallery night with my band, and I play over in Pace and in Perdido, and so those are kind of like my main areas. You know, it's really within Pensacola.
Sure. How big is your band? It varies, right?
Yeah. Well, so do you mean like members?
Yeah, yeah.
We're a three-piece.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We play outside of O'Reilly's. It's more classic rock covers, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, what you're doing for us today, are these all originals?
Yes, these are all songs that I've written.
Cool. I thought so. How often do you write? Is it like a constant process? Or
I always try to be writing something. You know,
yeah.
If it's working on something I wrote, you know, 4 years ago. I remember last year I finally like got to a point where I was happy with a song that I started writing in 2015.
Wow.
You know, and so, and other times, I mean, songs they took, you know, one of the songs I'm going to do is took like 3 days to write.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Another one took like 5 minutes. I mean, so it varies, you know.
It's funny how that happens. I've asked people that question a lot, and they all say they have these orphan songs that, like you said, you had one you've been working on since 2015.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And it was like the first riff I ever came up with, too. So I was like, I have to finish it, man. I got to have that, yeah. You know.
This one guy told me he had a song that took him 13 years to finish.
Man.
That he just kept coming back and coming back, and he didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And then finally it all clicked into place, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, like Leonard Cohen, when he was writing Hallelujah, he wrote something like 80 verses to that song.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was a lot. Yeah. But 80 verses. So I guess you're not up to that.
No. I hope to be one day. You know, I would love to have one of those like 10-minute epics.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing? I mean, you know, you said professionally for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I picked up. So I grew up singing because my mother, you know, and her brother and her dad all sang in like choir and stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so I would sing in church when I was younger, and I still do. And my dad tricked me into playing the ukulele when I was a young child, and he switched me. It was a grand scheme to get me to play guitar. So I've been playing guitar for over 10 years now.
Wow. How did he trick you into playing the ukulele?
He tried to teach me guitar first,
yes.
But I was like six and I had ADHD, and so that just was not happening.
Yeah.
He taught me one song. He taught me Pearl Jam's version of Last Kiss.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I kind of put that down, and he said, you know, Jesse, if I got you a ukulele, would you play it? And I said, no. And so he got me a ukulele, and signed me up for lessons. And slowly he was like, you know, your ukulele teacher is also a guitar teacher. So, you know, you could alternate.
There you go.
And I took to it, you know, I just took to it. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been writing?
I have been writing since about 2015. I've been writing for keeps, as I say, since about 2018.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, like my repertoire is like constantly evolving. So I don't play too many songs that I played when I first started writing. But, I mean, it's been definitely a few years now.
Okay. We're talking to our friend Jesse Booman on Acoustic Interlude from our Studio A at WUWF. Got a couple of more tunes you can do for us?
Yes, sir. You too much, but it doesn't always hurt, and sometimes I even laugh when I remember. Falling back on an old crutch, I ask all the wrong questions and forget what we learned from all those lessons. There's only so much that two people can do. We were never strangers to broken hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day. Old habits die hard, I guess love just fades. And I find myself wondering if you're going through the same, and what exactly made us both lose our way. There's no sense in regretting all the things I never did, cause it looks like we both got our own lives to live. Can't say we never tried to fight the good fight. We were never strangers to broken hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day. Old habits die hard, I guess love just fades. We got was all the time I had to love you.
I'll still thank God for every minute. Maybe I'll turn the clock back just so I could see you. Don't think I'd take back a second. We were never strangers to broken hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day old habits die hard. I guess love just. We were never strangers to broken hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day old habits die hard. I guess love just. Old habits die hard. I guess love just fades. Been thumbing through this crazy world alone, and you give me a place I can finally call home. We'll spend a lifetime drawing our names in the sky, look back and laugh as the world passes by. Crisscrossing our way through creation all the while. 99 stars in a jar for you and I. Life ain't easy day to day, but we help each other with the weight. And every time I start to think of what we have, all the memories and times we shared come flooding back. We'll spend a lifetime drawing our names in the sky, look back and laugh as the world passes by. Crisscrossing our way through creation all the while. 99 stars in a jar for you and I. I'm drawing our names in the sky. Look back and laugh as the world passes by. Crisscrossing our way through creation all the while. 99 stars in a jar for you and I.
Jesse Booman from our studio A at WUWF on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Nice song to close out with. I like that.
Thank you so much.
I love the session, man. You're really good. Thank you for coming.
Appreciate you guys for letting me be on here.
Sure. Now, where can we find you? Like on social media? Are you on Instagram and everything? And
so on.
I know you're on YouTube because I've seen the videos.
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Jesse Boomann. That's JesseBumann Music. Jesse Boomann Music.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jesse Boomann was recorded for Acoustic Interlude Sessions at WUWF's Studio A. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.